Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Good name. Totally fits.
A Gao Media Station. KFC, Mont Bellevue, Houston. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Saltgrass Steakhouse in Sugarland, this is the Q-Damp Show on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you in part by Acme Party Intent. Here's Quentin Demps with Joel Blank and Barry Laminack.
What's up, H-Town? On a Tuesday afternoon, the Texans with a much-deserved day off, and Q Demps joins us. Q, what's up?
What's up?
Congrats on the big win.
Thank you. Thank you, man. It was a huge win for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Barry's here as well, and we're here at Saltgrass out here in Sugarland on the feeder road of 59 right before 99. If you want to come join us, come out, say hi, grab a few pictures, grab a few autographs. Q's always great about buying the water, so if you guys run out, Q will get you a free water on him anytime you get the opportunity. It's there for you.
No question.
I got the two best strong safeties in the city. I got one that actually plays in the NFL, the other one that has won the 60 and over NFL Most Valuable Player of the Year on the defensive side.
The punt. We don't do the punt, pass, and kick. I'm not athletic.
That's right.
It's just the punt, punt, and punt.
It's three punts and out?
Yeah. We talked about that last time, man. You and I are the same size. Basically, I can play essentially 5'10", 210.
Yeah, no question.
I could go, right?
Maybe.
We've talked about it since because
you ought to give it a try, man.
He likes crunching the numbers, and when he did the comparison, it didn't stop there. He's been thinking about what ifs and what could be.
Right, right.
So talk a little bit about that game in Indy.
Yeah.
You guys only had one win in your first 14 trips to the Dome.
Right.
And you need the game
because
you know you're in a three-way dogfight for the division.
Yeah.
And you guys do whatever's necessary to come up with a victory.
Yeah, man. We did whatever it took to win. Just going down there, man, is always tough, you know, playing in Indy, especially with a healthy Andrew Luck.
Yep.
We stayed together, man. We stayed positive through the ups and downs of the game. Played good defense, played good offense, did well on special teams, and, got a W, man.
How much of that not winning an Indy thing gets into your head, or does it at all?
Me personally?
Yeah, I mean, as a player, as a team.
As a team, I think as a team, maybe, you know, like, because, you know, the coaches pay attention to it and stuff like that. But as a player, individually, I don't, you know, I take the same approach to every game, you know, and it doesn't really matter. Like, it's a new season, it's a new Sunday, so, you know.
Is the NFL like the NBA? Because I know when I was with the Rockets and they would go to a certain city and not win, the next time around, it's a different hotel, it's a different schedule, it's, you know, all these different things. Shoot around was at a different place.
Yeah.
Do you guys do you change it up or do you stay the same?
You can try to stay the same because there's so many, you know, so many of us. You know, basketball ain't that many many players, you know. So we try to keep the same hotel, same routine, man. So they know we're coming every year, the same, you know, same kind of place.
How happy for you? Big pick.
Yeah.
Almost could have had two, I thought. I mean, you
oh, yeah, I almost could have had
yeah,
two.
Yeah, you were in great position.
How lucky is T.Y. Hilton, y'all?
Man.
How lucky is that?
And yet he just keeps talking.
He does, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
he had a big game, though. You know, there was some penalties, too.
But I think he had to just to keep them in the game.
Right.
They've been so dinged up a receiver anyway.
Right.
But, I mean, you guys had to know that he was the basically Luck's favorite guy.
Yeah. Yeah. He had a big game, though. I think a couple penalties, though, you know, helped the game.
Yep.
Yeah. So,
did you tell it was Kareem that you ran into when he made that?
Yeah. Yeah. I hit him pretty good, too. I watched it on tape, man. I hit him all in his face and his neck.
Did you get on?
He was mad at me.
Did you get on Kareem after that and say, "Man, you cost me another INT"?
Nah, he said he called it. He said he called it. He said I messed him up, man. So he got on me a little bit, actually.
But I told you could have had two.
Yeah, he told me to get out the way.
Yeah.
So
come on, man.
That's
Pro
nice.
Bowl. You got to keep getting those digits.
I saw at the end of the first their first drive.
Yeah.
You and Moncrief were jawing a little bit. Was anything going on there? Yeah, what was that about?
Just talking to him a little bit because he was talking to AJ. So I, you know, came in. you know, he said some words to him because he was popping off at AJ. So.
Did it end there, or was that all game?
Yeah, that was not. That was it. That okay. was it. Yeah, that was
I
it.
I saw that. I was like, okay, I got to find out what was said here.
Yeah.
Brings up an interesting point, though, because it's been a theme around the NFL for the last couple of weeks. You look at Pac-Man Jones this week with Terrell Pryor the week before, also getting into it. Yeah. But you and I had talked about it a little bit, too. The jawing, for the most part, is friendly banter, but it seems like it's been taken to the next level recently across the league.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going on with guys, man. I think it's a personality thing. I know mine's going to stay on the field. You know, I got a little beef with a guy in New England, though, that I like to, you know, handle off the field. But other than I'm not.
No, come on now. You can't bring it up.
I just hope I hope we see them guys again.
Yeah?
Yeah, I hope we see them guys again.
I know a guy like Julian Edelman really likes to talk way more than he should, and he's very, very demonstrative. Not that I'm saying that could be the guy. Hey. But, you know.
If you watch the Patriots,
smooth.
You know who the guy is.
Yeah. So
if you watch the Patriots.
But in all sports, it seems like the players realize, look, one year you could be my opponent, the next year you could be my teammate,
right.
And it's a business.
Yeah.
So it doesn't seem like it gets like – to the point of Akeem Tlaib, who basically said to Harry Douglas,
"When I see you,
when I see you in our town in the off season, I'm going to kick your ass."
Yeah, yeah.
So I mean, that seems like it's gotten a little bit more than just friendly banter.
Yeah, that's different. That's different. I think that's definitely going
to
be some.
And
issues.
From that situation in general, excuse me, Bridges, but to follow up, if Harry Douglas hits you with a block like that, whether it's legal or not, that's got to get you pretty fired up too. That's threatening. That's playing with your livelihood.
Yeah, it will. It will for sure. I'm not sure, you know, after watching it, I don't think Harry, you know, meant to hurt him. But I think it was, you know, uncalled for sure.
Well, it wasn't, it was so far away from
it was
the play.
Yeah,
right?
But
it really wasn't needed.
Yeah, but Harry is taught that. Like, his coach is taught.
I was going to say, Malarkey.
To finish and, you know, do what you got to do.
Them damn dirty Titans.
Put it on tape, yeah. So
they're known to be dirty, aren't they?
Well, you know, again, Harry, why go low, though, Harry?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, hit me in my mouth if you're really about that.
But. Or, you know, just put him on his rear end. Hit him up on the high shoulder pad and stick him on his rear end. But, I mean, that right there, and talking to some guys that played with and against Malarkey, they said, look, that's their coaching style.
Yeah,
they
is.
Teach to go too. Down with that chop because their answer to whatever anybody comes at them with, including the guys that want him fined, is it's legal. It's within the rules. That rule has got to change.
Yeah, it does. It really does, for real.
Yeah, because, I mean, you're talking, like I said, you're talking about a guy's career, and that's just not a good thing.
I think Tlaib's pretty serious, though. I think he's not bluffing.
No.
As long as he doesn't shoot himself in the foot before it happens. But
that's bad.
Yeah,
right?
I mean he brings a gun to a knife fight.
Right.
He's definitely not bluffing. I wouldn't doubt that he's serious.
Yeah, he's definitely not bluffing.
Let's talk about this INT you got.
Yeah.
Now Allen fell down, but when I watched it, I still think it looked like you were tracking to the ball pretty well.
Yeah, I probably would have broke it up.
I was going to say, at the very least, I think you break it up.
Yeah, I played it pretty
probably
well.
Pick it again, though. Talk about that play, what happened.
Yeah,
what
I think it was a good play. I think our linebacker, Akeem Dent, did a good job of getting hands on Allen, so made him fall down. And I don't know why Luck still threw it, but he threw it, and I was able to catch it. And I got a score next time, man. It gave me grief for not scoring.
I'm
a return guy. I'm a return guy, too, so.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And what was your rebuttal?
I got to get better. Oh, no, that's what I said. You got to get a block. Get a block. I told Akeem to get a block.
Turn it back on them. Yeah. That's what you got to do.
There you go.
Block.
Was it me or just watching Luck throw as opposed to years past?
Yeah.
He did throw a lot of high balls. It seemed like a lot of his balls were floating.
Yeah.
And that's just not something I'm used to seeing from him. I know he was dinged up last year. It just didn't seem like he was the Luck of pre-injury.
Yeah. I mean, I can't say that. I think his guys dropped a couple balls. I think 15 dropped a couple good balls that he should have caught, but for the most part, I think he was putting them on the money.
Okay.
A couple were high because of the defense, I guess. I don't know, but I think he's gotten better, man. Like just preparing for him during the week, man. He looks really good.
And you guys, when you look at it, I was looking at it last night. I'm sure you just go week to week, and you're worried, you move on to the Jaguars. But at the end of the year, when you have a chance to look back and say, we played Luck twice, Aaron Rodgers,
Philip Rivers,
Carr, and you're
going to
play Dalton.
Right?
Yeah, you're going to play Dalton. I mean.
Yeah.
You're stacking up some quarterbacks that at the end of the year, with the way your defense is playing, you can hang your head and be a top five. That's one thing. But when then you throw in all the guys you've been playing against,
that's
real, a pretty staunch defensive effort, especially with Clowney in and out and J.J. out.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it too, man.
You know,
we gotta give us some credit. You know, those are tough guys, man, especially in this league.
No question.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I said to you guys, to you the first time we talked about this with your guys, the fact that J.J. left, a lot of people said you could have just mailed it in and said, hey, we're short. You know, former defensive player of the year, or it's going to be tough for us. But in a lot of ways, that galvanizes the whole unit because you're not sitting around watching anybody else.
Yeah.
You're even more focused. Your guys and your defensive effort this year has been phenomenal.
Yeah.
And again, last Sunday, it's just to talk about the fact that you guys, from a communication standpoint, from a chemistry standpoint, camaraderie, it just seems like you're on the same page.
Yeah, but it's funny because you say that, but I'm in the meeting rooms and I feel like we can play better. I feel like I think we've been getting, the deep ball has been getting us lately.
Okay.
I don't think last year we had a problem with the deep ball, but as of lately, since the Oakland game, man, the deep ball has been really, really tearing us up, man. So, but like you said, man, we're doing some good things, to be positive, but I think we got to continue to work on keeping the deep ball.
And I think that's the key, though. You can always get better. I mean, you don't want to relax and say, hey, we're top five and we're kicking tail and we're taking names.
Right.
As long as you guys see it in the meeting room and know, for all that we are, however we're playing on what people are seeing,
we can be better.
If we can take, that's always great because you got that motivation within the meeting room.
Yeah, no question. That's it.
Well,
that's the mindset.
You guys did get beat on a couple of deep balls, but a couple of them were on Nelson.
Yeah.
Who got caught with a couple of PIs.
Yeah.
How much on-the-field coaching do you do with a guy like that to help him out coming in off the practice squad?
And struggling.
He struggled.
Yeah, as a leader, man, I just try to keep his confidence there, because we needed him. Like, he couldn't come out,
Yeah, so, you don't have a choice.
So you got to, you got to take that good with the bad.
For sure.
He had a tough day, for sure. Can't sugarcoat that.
Nope.
But he has to keep his confidence, man. It's a hard job out there playing corner, especially one-on-one. We wasn't doubling T.Y. that much, so – You got to hold up, man. No doubt.
How many times did he end up on T.Y.? Is that
a lot?
Why? And I'm thinking that I'm like, why do I keep seeing this dude?
It was just the
dude?
Defense too, man. I don't know. We just called the defense. He was playing left. T.Y. come out.
Man, I'd have called a timeout.
There was a couple times I'm holding my breath, not exhaling, going, oh Lord, that's not the matchup you want.
He had a couple good plays too, though.
Yeah,
yeah, a couple good plays.
In the back, you're not saying anything, but in your mind, you're going switch, aren't you?
I'm gonna lean over there. I leaned over there a couple times, man, just make sure.
Yeah.
That's the helping hand from the backside of the defense that you need. We are here at Saltgrass and Sugarland. Come on out and see us. Take the 59 highway, exit the feeder road right before 99, and we are right there in the first shopping center.
Great.
Join us for a lot of great lunch specials, a lot of great food opportunities, as well as you can meet us, meet Quinton Demps of the Texans, and hang out till 4 o'clock. The Q Demps Show is from 1 to 2 right here at Saltgrass and Sugarland. We are ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Saltgrass Steakhouse in Sugarland. This is the Q-Damp Show on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you in part by Acme Party Intent. Here's Quinton Demps with Joel Blank and Barry Laminack.
Q-Damps nose deep in some hot bread.
Yeah.
And some great food
some
here at Saltgrass and Sugarland.
No doubt.
We just placed the order because we appreciate the fact that not only is it the best food around, but they take good care of us.
They really do.
We get to some warm food in the belly while we talk some hot takes on the Houston Texans. And, Barry, I believe you wanted to pick up where we left off with the Colts game.
I did. I had a couple questions for you. One, why don't we see more from Akeem Hunt?
Oh, man.
I asked you off air if I could ask you anything.
No, that's a good question.
And I don't want to put you on the spot.
I feel the same way.
Man,
I feel the same way.
It seems like every time this cat touches the ball,
he needs to get the ball.
Okay.
7 to 10 times a game.
I would agree with that.
I was saying on Twitter to somebody, every time he touches it, something good seems to happen.
Right.
And it's a great balance.
It is.
Between him and Lamar.
And Blue.
That he and even with Blue.
Yeah.
But I really like what he brings to the table, Akeem, because he's explosive and he just seems to get it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, but personally, I don't know the answer to that question.
Yeah.
But I would like to see more of that, too.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
How big is Clowney to the grand scheme of things? He didn't play in Green Bay. Mm-hmm. It was kind of a surprise to a lot of people.
Yeah.
And then you just had to go out and play the game.
Yeah.
But he has a game-changing play in this game. And I said quietly, Barry and I have talked about it all year, between the tackles for loss and just the way he quietly has impacted games, and as long as he's healthy – he just seems to have been that X factor for you guys a lot.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I think, man, he's huge. Like last week, that's a play of the game. The strip sack,
Right.
So, man, just big for us right now. He's stepping in. He's doing his job. He's coming in, playing hurt, playing through some games. And so, we appreciate him for sure.
Well, and I think the other thing that people have to realize about that is going to the five technique, it's basically going back to like his freshman year. He's changing positions and yet still changing games while he's adapting. Yeah. That's some people don't realize how hard that is.
Yeah, and he's light to be a five technique.
For sure.
Right? So, yeah, it's tough. It's tough on him, but he's doing a good job.
Now, at one point in the game when we talked a little bit about Nelson and his struggles in the PIs, at one point he got called for one, never turned around.
Right.
And that was something that somebody asked me on Twitter and that I've brought up before that I think is frustrating for fans and people to just watch the game. And I know that some of that is technique, but it just seems like, and maybe it's across the NFL, but specifically on this team, very few guys turn around and locate the ball. Is that taught? Or it because, I mean, talk about that because I'm clueless as to why that continues.
It's a world where I think it's a DB, man. Like, don't look for the ball. Don't look back, right?
Okay.
That's what we taught as players.
As you slip and fall and lose a job?
Because
you do that?
No, but like, 9 times out of 10, if you look back,
or
you're going to catch the ball. You're going to lose the rep, right?
Uh-huh.
So don't look back is the motto, and just play through the hands is the motto.
Okay.
So that's kind of tough. But sometimes you look back and get a pick, though.
Yeah.
So we're in a rough spot. We're kind of like, you know, when can we look back, when can't we look back? And if all this fails, don't look back and try to play through the ball. It's just tough, especially on a fade route.
And maybe it's just me, but it seems like it's not effective, though.
We feel the same way, too. But
that's how you're taught?
No, but the stats show that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like one out of – yeah.
The eye test.
But don't you, in order to avoid the PI, don't you have to look back at the ball?
You do. But.
But.
9 times out of 10, when you look back at the ball, he's going to catch it on you.
Yeah, I mean.
9 out of 10. It's proven.
I'm watching.
We all feel the same way.
I'm watching
okay.
other DBs games, too, on League Pass.
Like, coach, we can just look back and pick it.
Yeah.
But
no. Doesn't
it,
want
it,
you
it
to.
It shows run. Again, time on time, like on film, time and time again. This guy looked back, touchdown. He looked back, touchdown.
We also talk about you guys watching the quarterback's eyes, and so that the quarterback has to look the defensive backs off.
Right.
How much are you watching the receiver's eyes? Because, you know, a lot of guys, the guys that kind of
peek
you and get the big eyes like it's coming when it's not, trying to force you to look, turn your head.
Yeah, it's kind of like a feel thing, man. You can't really, like, teach it. You know, you kind of just feel it and be in a moment. But you can see his eyes. You can see his hands getting, you know, his hands going up and getting ready. So just one of those things, man, that – you know, just
mental clock too.
It's
like
hard
you know,
to be, it's
play.
Hard to be a DB in the league.
You got the mental clock, like you know, the play's gone this long. It's got to be going in the air somewhere.
Yeah, no question.
Yeah, that's got to be some tough stuff. A lot of reactionary stuff.
Yeah.
The first drive of the second half, kind of gets pressure on Luck.
Yeah.
Due in large part to coverage, but you guys had really, and it forced an interception that Howe
picked off.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that set you guys up well.
Yeah.
And all of that was great, and we could talk about that play, but I don't know if you've watched film yet.
Everybody's been on his head about this. Vince.
I had to ask.
Everybody's been
did
on his
you
head
watch
about...
First of all, that was my favorite thing of the whole game because he's looking around for somebody to block, and then he starts celebrating, and then he blocks Merciless.
And he just
and
fell.
And then he falls.
He fell in his stomach,
but
right?
No, okay, I am so glad that it wasn't just me that noticed
everybody's
that.
Everybody's been on his head about that, man.
Fantastic. That was the play.
At least he tried, man.
Yeah, he's out there moving.
He's trying to block somebody.
Yeah, we talk about the three phases of the game.
Yeah.
And, you know, people were a little critical of special teams a week ago, so to speak, 2 weeks, Lambeau. But you can't say enough about your special teams being a huge factor. Novak with the 5 field goals. Leckler averaged net 50-plus.
Yeah.
Those were things that put
huge.
Them. Yeah, they
that
put,
was huge, man.
People don't realize that. I think the common fan just kind of flipping channels or watching the game kind of casually doesn't realize. When you're that's making them start deep in their own territory as opposed to having good field position. That could be the difference in a ball game.
It can, especially in December, man. Like those little things like that, man, are so important. And so, you know. Again, like the field goals Nick made, man, those things are huge. The one before the half was huge.
Yeah.
You know, so them guys, they did a good job for us, man,
He's
for sure.
Steady for you all year, too.
Yeah, no question. Doing a good job, man, for sure.
And, of course, if Leckler had to come in at quarterback, he could.
Because, no, he
couldn't. You know, he's,
I'd go in before Leckler.
But he's officially on the depth chart. He's your third string.
I know. That's sad.
Hard to believe that.
But he has a good arm, though.
Does he really?
Yeah, he could throw. Anybody can throw.
Hard to believe he's, what, 19 years? That's a heck
that's
of
a long time,
that's a
guys.
Good living.
That's a long
you
time.
You carry a kick ball, get check, and then go to golf course.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good living.
Not bad.
Straight to the golf course.
Man.
Let's talk about Charles James for a minute because we're talking about locating the ball and finding it.
Yeah.
He got waived
after
last week's game.
Right.
In the ice, fell down.
Yeah.
And I said, and I think the consensus was between Joel and a few others,
yeah.
he kind of got made a scapegoat for that game.
Yeah.
I don't understand. And, you know, now we had Keenan McCardo on the show, and he said, you have to make that play. You can't fall down.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's so many, you know, there's other issues on this team.
Yeah.
Other than a fifth string guy falling down on one play.
Yeah.
That didn't lose. What are your thoughts when you see that?
Well, just, you know, being a 9-year pro, man, just to be honest with you guys, he didn't get cut because of that play.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, it's more things, you know, that are internal.
So it wasn't a surprise to you?
No, it didn't catch me off guard.
Okay.
Yeah, it didn't catch me off guard. Now the play definitely wasn't his fault.
Right.
Right. Right.
You know, he got pushed and he slipped and he fell. So, you know, it's tough, hard play.
Right.
But what can he control?
Right, but we're told, and you hear, we have to make those plays. We can't have that, and that's why he got cut.
That's not true.
But, yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, that's good to know.
But
I would rather know that there was things behind the scene that we don't know about that are going on.
It's rare that a player gets cut because of a bad play.
I was going to say.
See, that's great insight from you. But Barry and I went back and forth saying the same thing. Like, here's a guy that's your fifth defensive back, shouldn't even be on the field, but due to injury, he's forced into action. Couldn't have been any more difficult for him. Not only are you forced into action, but it's in the middle of snow and ice and on the road in a tough circumstance, and he just happens to fall down.
Yeah.
A lot of, again, to the layman watching the team and a fan in Houston says, he's taking the blame for them sending a message or saying, hey, we're not going to tolerate any of this.
Right. No, that's not true.
Okay.
That's not true.
Yep.
That's definitely not true. I don't know all the details, but I know that it wasn't just the play that got him cut.
That is great insight right there. That's really good to know. So when we get back, we're going to get more with Q, and we're going to talk a little bit about some other things as well as the Indianapolis game. Talk about his defensive
coordinator. He's with the Colts now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just signed with the Colts.
We're going to talk about that. Yeah, Charles James signed with the Colts. We'll talk about his defensive coordinator and what he's been doing to get these guys to stay within the top five of the NFL on defense. So don't go anywhere. I want to tell you right now about the holiday season, because during the holiday season, it is not only a season where you are thankful for what you have and you give gifts to those in your family, but you take the time to make it a season of giving and give to others. During the holiday season, you can spread unstoppable joy by visiting Finish Line stores nationwide and here in Houston. For the fifth year, Finish Line, the premium athletic shoe and apparel retailer who's in a lot of malls across the city of Houston, they're partnering with Special Olympics. Over 5 million athletes competing every day in 170 countries worldwide in Special Olympics. And they don't have to pay a thing, thanks to people like you making contributions during the holiday season and all year long. Inspiring and fierce competitors, defying stereotypes, breaking down barriers to be included. Shop at your local Finish Line store online to donate and check it out. But at the checkout, make sure when you pay for those gifts, you give a little extra to Special Olympics, because the time is running out. It's game on. Visit Finish Line now until December 24th to make a difference and help spread unstoppable joy this holiday season. Shop the latest styles, Nike, Adidas, Jordan, and all your favorite brands at the newly remodeled Pearland Town Center, or find a store close to you at finishline.com.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Saltgrass Steakhouse in Sugarland. This is the Q-Dem Show on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you in part by Acme Party Intent. Here's Quentin Demps with Joel Blank and Barry Laminack.
Yo.
Q, take us, baby.
And we're back, man. Barry and Joe and I, Saltgrass here in Sugarland, Texas. About to get some good food, good drink, you know.
I was about to say, you know, the early dinner special is pretty good here.
Yeah.
You get early dinner menu Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Steak, shrimp, chicken Laredo, barbecue baby back ribs, chicken fried steak, 6-ounce center cut filet, which Barry seems to be scaling back on. He went chicken salad
today. He did get salad today.
You know, that shocked me.
No steak today, huh?
The people in the backstop trying to lasso the cow.
Listen.
Is you a rabbit today or what?
Well, when most people, like, feel like they find like $5 in their jeans pocket.
Yeah.
I find random like fast food receipts. So I was like, So I made a deal with my wife all week. We're going to eat salad and see how much weight we lose.
Do they have the time of purchase? the 2 a.m.ers. The 2 a.m.ers will get you every time.
Yeah.
It's usually after I have a show and didn't do well. Yeah. I shame eat and it's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's sad.
No, I got Whataburger after the game when we landed from Indianapolis.
Oh, did you?
Oh, it was so good.
I was going to ask
you. Like about 10:30 too.
So you don't care, huh?
I got a burger and some chicken wings.
Look at that.
I mean, like the chicken strips with the gravy.
You don't do the patty melt?
No, I just wanted a burger.
Man, that patty melt's the truth.
Yeah?
You got to try that. Trust me. I'm a professional. I know these things.
It's kind of a way of treating myself.
Yeah, that's
good. a lot better thing to do when you land and get off the plane than any wide receiver in Arizona.
What do they do?
Oh, they decided.
Oh, Michael Floyd.
Michael Floyd decided to say, one, he was going to the airport to pick up a relative at 2:45 in the morning.
Okay.
Then skipped that and said, I may have had some wine on the plane on the way home. Is that possible? Do you guys get the ability to drink on the way home?
I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he said house wine on the plane. And then when it came down to it, everything just kept getting fuzzier and fuzzier until they decided to say something might be right here.
Yeah.
And so he got a DUI.
I didn't hear about that. I mean, I heard about – I didn't know the details, but I heard about what happened.
Yeah, I was reading about it last night. I'm like, that's about where you – hope for a warning, shut your mouth, and hope you can tightrope.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
So we got done with the Colts game, and I wanted to talk to you a little bit. Barry hates this part of the program.
Why?
But because I'm from Wisconsin and because I'm a Packer fan, but I always talk to the guys, and I've talked to Travis before, about going into a game at Lambeau.
Yeah.
It's – even if you're not from that area, it's one of those bucket lists, it seems like, for NFL guys.
Yeah.
Like, you go into that game and you're like – you kind of want it to snow.
Yeah.
You want the mystique. But tell us what's that like to be a player and go into a place like that.
That's so crazy. I was just talking about that today with Brian Peters. We had an appearance at the hospital.
Uh-huh.
And talked about Lambeau. It's my first time. I've been in the league 9 years and my first time going.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, man, I had a good – it was a good – you know, it was good. Like it was, you know, like you said, a bucket list type thing.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't want to go when the sun's shining, right?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You got to go when it's snowing, it's cold. You want to see the fans with no shirts on.
Yep.
So, man, I had a tremendous time.
That's great. And talk about the
– minus the loss.
But your fan base?
Yeah.
I mean, in the hundreds. And normally people in Wisconsin are told you don't give those tickets up.
Right.
But regardless of what it took,
it was,
there were hundreds upon hundreds of Texans fans all over that stadium.
I did
stadium.
See a lot of red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
I really did. More than I thought I would see.
That's great. You have to – how does that feel? You're on the road.
Yeah.
And you feel that extra energy because you got a following where people are right there with you.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, it's nice, man. It brings some kind of energy, for our team. So it was good.
Rodgers throw anything or do anything that kind of you went after the play? You went, wow, that was.
But on film all week though, he was throwing some.
Some of the back shoulders that he hasn't been throwing early in the year. He and Jordy were on the same page.
Yeah.
He, you know, whether it's their eyes or just subtle hand gestures, and they go to that back shoulder. It's like, how do you defend that?
I think he threw like a 65-yard off his back foot, rolling to his left against somebody. We saw him take. We're like, wow.
Yeah, the rumor in practice is they put one of those garbage cans 65 yards from midfield, and that it takes him less than three throws to put it in the bucket.
Less than three?
Yeah.
Right in the bucket?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's cool.
So you got Jacksonville this week.
Right, Jaguars.
And at least we say Jaguars. Some people like to call them Jaguars. I said they're not what you put in the spoke of a bike.
Right.
But at the same time, they're broken. They're not playing really well.
What's their record?
It's not very good. Barry's a numbers guy. I'll leave that to him.
All right.
But
they are like, they're 2-11. I was going to give them credit for one more win.
2-11.
2-11.
But from your side of the ball, you know that even while they've been playing from behind a lot.
Okay.
But still, two good young receivers, Robinson, Lee, they got some guys that can go get it, right?
No question.
And you got a quarterback that has had his downs this year, but you know he can get out of the pocket. You know he's big, he's mobile, he's got a decent arm.
Yeah.
What are you looking at on film when you see that setup of that offense with Bortles and those receivers?
Yeah, just trying to see how we can contain them, you know, how we can keep them from going off. Like you said, man, they got some good, you know, some good talent. They go get the ball. Mm-hmm. Hearns, Robinson, and Lee.
Yep.
Pretty good players, you know.
Yeah.
I think the tight end's hurt, though, right, Julius?
Yeah, Thomas.
Yeah, yep. So, Chris Ivey's there. He's running the ball, like, you know, really
and
good.
Yeldon.
And it's a division game, man. You know, you got to come with it. Every division game, it doesn't matter the record.
And you mentioned that, and I was going to bring that up next.
Yeah.
You guys undefeated in the division.
Right.
That is huge.
Yeah.
Because that can be a deciding factor. And as we said all the time, regardless of how you want to grade – the divisions in NFL football. Yeah. You know who you're going to play every year regardless of the other guys on the schedule. You know your divisional opponents. Yeah. If you run the table, pretty good chance you win the division.
Right.
That seems like where you're headed.
Yeah. Well, it just depends now, like, because of the new rule. Like, you got to have the best record, too, in the division, even if you run it.
That's what I'm saying. So you're undefeated in the division. No one else is that's a big feather in your cap.
Yeah, but our records are the same almost, though.
Yeah, you're tied with Tennessee.
Right.
Indy seems to be outside looking in now with a tougher schedule. But
so every game's a playoff game for us.
That's the big thing. Yeah.
The last three, for sure. But you definitely want to win, you know, all in your division and let them know that, hey, you know, it's our division, you know, so.
When you guys talk in the locker room, is that kind of like the mantra? The overriding thing is every week from this week out is a playoff game.
Yeah, that's what we know. We know that you know, every game is important. You know, we definitely it's kind of like a new season for us, man. We kind of put everything behind us, and we're kind of just taking it one game at a time. And I think we all believe and know that we're on a mission. You know, we're on a mission to do something good, man. And hopefully, be playing here in February.
Now, you know it's important. You say every game is a playoff game at this point.
Right.
They're 2-11.
Yeah.
So I don't know that – well, and maybe they do. I don't know. I can't speak for you. But I'm sure they're not striking any fear into anybody's heart when you're watching film of a 2-11 team.
Yeah.
Is it tough to get up for that? Do you have to focus a little more so that you don't let one slip against a 2-11 team?
Yeah, it's tough to, you know, not overlook them. But I think with them being in the division, man, we won't do that automatically. You know, if they were in the division, we probably would. You know, some guys may, but – the division game, man, the records don't matter. Like, it's you know, you see them guys twice a year. They know your personnel. They know what you're going to call. And so you got to come with it, man, for sure.
I was going to ask you about that, too. We talked to some guys, and it doesn't happen now because Charles signed with Indianapolis today.
Yeah.
But it brings up a question I've had for a lot of guys that play in the league. That is, say, for instance, someone gets cut from your team and ends up on Jacksonville this week.
Yeah.
How much of an adjustment is that? I know for the offense, it's audibles, it's all these other things.
Yeah.
But as a defense, and Belichick's known for bringing in a guy the week of when you're playing, just because he wants to pick up stuff like that. Do you guys use stuff like that? Like,
you want every advantage you can get, you know. But at this time of year, man, it doesn't matter. Like, you got so much stuff on tape, man, everybody knows your tendencies. And, you know, if you watch tape enough, you know what, you know, to look for and stuff like that. But, I mean, you guys get signed, get cut, get signed. They sing like jailbirds, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, Travis, ex-Texan first-round pick, is with us during the week, and I asked him about it, and he said even when they knew every audible Peyton Manning had and he didn't change anything, you still have to stop him, and that's the biggest thing.
Yeah, you still got to stop it, for sure.
Jeff Fisher got fired.
Wow.
You any thoughts on that?
Any personal knowledge?
He just got an extension, didn't he?
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. I'm not going to feel too bad for him because he's got this year and two more that he's getting paid.
Guaranteed. Yeah, he'll be fine.
So he'll be fine. But at the same time, when you get whacked and you're down 41 points in the third quarter at home, that's probably sending a message you may have lost the team.
The locker room, for sure. I believe so.
Yeah, Keenan was talking about that the other day, saying from an NFL perspective, the key to any coaching change is losing the locker room.
Yep.
You can have losses. They could be tight losses. They could be, you know, hard-fought games. But if you lose, if there's any signs of losing the locker room, that's when you have to make a change because it's only going to get worse. There's no turning back.
No question.
You
got to have these guys playing for you, man. That's the main thing in this league as a coach. Like, you want your locker room to play for you, you know, no matter the circumstances. Win, lose, or draw. Like, you want to motivate them to play for you.
And you guys seem to do that on defense. I look at a guy like Kush with the broken bones in his back still playing, and it seems like no one wants to let the other guy down.
Yeah.
And that seems like it goes a long way towards that camaraderie you guys seem to have on defense.
Yeah, I think so, man. Like, I think a lot of guys are familiar with each other. Mm-hmm. A lot of guys, we've been here. I played with these guys before, you know, before coming back. And so we know, man, we know what time it is, man. We know it's crunch time, and we all want to play for each other, man. So that's it.
We're here to tell you what time it is, and that is lunchtime. And if you want to be in the know and in a great spot, you need to hit Saltgrass anywhere across the city, but especially here today. We are at Saltgrass here at 59 and 99 in Sugar Land. We want you to join us, and if you can't make it for lunch, then make it for early dinner. They have a great specials going on from 4 to 6 p.m. Steak, shrimp, chicken Laredo, baby back ribs, chicken fried steak, 6-ounce center cut fillets, all entrees served with homemade beer bread, which Quentin is enjoying right now. It was warm, and it melted the butter right in front of him. Your choice of a sides and a cup of soup, dinner salad, all at dinner special prices. And Christmas gift ideas, let Landry's gift cards do the work for you. $50 gift cards, and every time you buy $50 or more, you get a $10 reward card for yourself. Saltgrass Steakhouses here in Houston, Texas.
ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Saltgrass Steakhouse in Sugarland. This is the Q-Damp Show on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you in part by Acme Party and Tent. Here's Quentin Demps with Joel Blank and Barry Laminack.
Okay, I'll do it. DJ Q-Damps.
You got it.
At Sugarland Saltgrass, 59 and 99. As we're spinning the tunes and talking Texans football with the safety for your Houston Texans. Another pick this last weekend. More importantly, a big team win as the Texans 7-6 and in first place in the division tied with Tennessee. How much scoreboard watching are you guys doing now down the stretch watching
a ton.
What Tennessee's doing?
A ton. I am. They play the Chiefs Sunday.
Well, you already know. So, yeah, that answered that question.
We got to take care of our business first, though, of course, you know, for sure.
Ideally, but, you don't want it to come down to that last game.
You don't.
But at least you know in the windshield that you take care of your business and you got them head-to-head. That's important.
Yeah. Kind of like last year, right? I think we had to beat Jacksonville last year to get into the playoffs. And so,
speaking of playoffs, you play fantasy.
Yeah.
Do a lot of guys in the league play fantasy?
I think so.
Yeah?
I think, yeah, it's a fair.
Do you play amongst the team? Like, do you have a league that with the team, or is it just?
I've been playing with my college buddies for a while now. Yeah,
okay.
So it's just something that I've been doing for a while with my college buddies.
Now, do you play in those stupid leagues that have individual defensive players? Because that's the worst
tried that one year, but it wasn't good. Yeah, we tried
one year. And did you draft yourself
when
you did that? Okay.
Because nobody took me, so I was there just sitting down.
You got good value, right? value on you.
I picked this guy up, see what he does.
Do you do outrageous prize packs for the winner, like? Or the loser has to get a tattoo?
Nah, we don't do anything. We have to do
anything.
Because
that's pretty extreme.
We just put $20 in and then got
it. There you go.
It's light, man.
Y'all pay out for regular season victories or just got to win it all?
Championship.
Okay.
Yeah. See, he's got a great league where you get some cake back just for winning.
Oh, big cake.
I made money just winning the regular season.
That's fantastic. Kind of league. Yeah. And I used to play in a couple leagues where you get rewarded for winning the regular season, and then if you're the high scorer, each week's high scorer gets like $10.
Yeah.
At the end of the year, you get a couple of high scores and or you win the regular season.
Yeah.
Well, my whole thing, as long as I get my money back,
right,
then I'm good because it's entertaining.
Yeah, that's cool.
Because in the NBA, no one does fantasy basketball. I think it's a lot more
fantasy
work.
Fantasy basketball too much.
It's boring.
Baseball, too.
Yeah.
Baseball, too. There's too many games, too many changes.
I don't mind baseball as much because you have, like in basketball, if you don't get one of the three or four best players, you probably aren't going to win.
Right.
And that makes it, to me, that doesn't make it as fun.
Yeah.
I don't mind baseball, but, it keeps you busy.
Football's fun,
though. It's a daily thing. Football's perfect.
I enjoy it, yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely perfect. What are your thoughts on the daily fantasy becoming, you know, legal, not legal? There's that argument. Some say that it's kind of having an effect, or it will have an effect on viewership.
Yeah.
Have you played the daily fantasy? And any thoughts on that?
I'm not sure. Like, what do you mean?
Well, instead of having a weekly like lineup where you have a team for the year, you can you get a 1 week fantasy
like,
team,
DraftKings.
Oh,
okay,
like
I think it's good for the fans.
Yeah.
I think it's fine.
They're saying that you're winning money and it
might
be
illegal. Why would it
drop
viewers?
Well, because if they make it illegal, if they make daily or weekly fantasy illegal, then the people that are playing that and just playing it to win money stop watching as much.
Yeah.
That's that back foot you're talking about. We just watched.
Oh, you saw it right there?
It was a different one. Against Seattle, he did it again.
That's crazy.
For those of you at home listening, we're watching
this
Packer highlights on the TV here in Saltgrass. I'm about to throw up my lunch.
He tweets throwing up. He talks about it. I know. I understand. But it was good because you had him on the schedule. I was going to ask you, when you guys were talking about fantasy and everything else, but when you're talking about overall the grind of a season and the NFL starts talking about more games in London next year, more Thursday night games, as a player, how difficult is that to think about either having to go across the pond to play a game in London or you get done with a tough one on Sunday and, hey, instead of that recovery time and your routine's all screwed up, you got to play on a Thursday. I know it's great for the fans. It's going to be tough for you guys.
It is. And, like, it's, you know, I think it's getting overrated, honestly. Just, you know, being a player, I think this is my first – like, I really felt this year, the Thursday night game this year. I was like, wow. Because, like, we traveled. It was my first time traveling on Thursday night.
Right.
I kind of feel bad for the traveling teams, you know. It just really sucks for them. But I think just, you know, it's pros and cons, just like everything. Going to London is, you know, for free, is, you know, bringing your family.
Right, sightseeing.
That's pretty neat, yeah. But, you know, I think it's things that they can work on to help it, you know, make it better for us.
I went with the Rockets to China, and I said I would have never gone on my own. But 10 days in China where they take you and they show you and you see it, it's a once in a lifetime as a player.
Yeah, stuff
but
like
then
that.
You're Jacksonville, and you go multiple years, and then you're not getting wins. And they're going earlier, and they're, you know, they're trying to take travel and jet lag and all that out of it, and they're still not winning.
Yeah.
That's got to be frustrating, too.
Yeah.
And the fact that you're not a team, I guess certain teams, because of their home fan base, they don't have to go.
Okay.
But that means Jacksonville's going every year because they're getting revenue from the game in London. But if you're not winning games, that's tough, man.
It is. It has to be tough. That travel, especially the way back. God.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
That's a long way from a Whataburger.
No doubt. Got that right.
Hey, now, I'm watching the game, and you always see they always – at some point during each game, they'll show at least a one shot of Romeo Crennel.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about him because he seems so quiet.
Yeah.
And I don't – I mean, you know, you see Bill O'Brien, you see the demonstrative personality on the sidelines when things go well, when they don't go well.
Right.
What's it like playing for Romeo Crennel? What kind of guy is he? What kind of coach is he?
You know, I think it's, you know, it's fun. It's good. I think he's definitely himself. He's comfortable in his own skin. He's but he's more so just, you know, chill, man. He's laid back. He's seasoned. Like, he's been around the game. He's seen everything. So he's kind of, you know, just chill, man. Kind of, you know.
Not a yeller or a screamer?
No, not really. He might, you know, sometime he might when he's pissed off, but. Other than that, man, he's kind of chill, you know. On game days, man, he's kind of focused, you know, because he's got to call the plays, and so he's kind of locked in, man. But he's real chill, man. He's seasoned. So
that's got to be great in a tight spot when you look over and your D coordinator's just calm. Relaxed and calm and just knows what he wants and knows what to call. That's got to give you a kind of a calming influence in the huddle.
Yeah, no question. Yeah, definitely.
That's awesome. I mean, I was going to ask you about him because of the fact that he's just been whoever's in or out or injured or moving pieces. You know, Simon's out. Clowney's out. Watts out. Everybody steps in, and he's done a hell of a job.
Yeah, he has. He has, man. We love playing for him, for sure.
Got anything else, Bear?
No, I was going to say, it shows because right now, I mean, truth be told, this offense is struggling. The running game is getting it going a little bit, but the passing game is just not there.
Right.
And you guys are really carrying this team. I mean, again, you know, five trips to the red zone, field goals. They had one touchdown on offense.
Yeah.
But this defense, the strip sack by Clowney, the coverage sacks.
Yeah.
There were several coverage sacks, several coverage pressures.
Yeah.
And so I think it shows you guys playing for him and how hard this defense is playing and carrying this team right now.
Yeah, man, we got to keep it up. Like you said, man, it's the NFL, man. Every week's tough, you know. I wish the offense could score 45 points a game, but, hey, you know, I wish we can keep the deep ball off of us. You know what I'm saying? So it's just hands in hand.
From your guys' perspective, do you hear the outside noise? Do you hear the people talking about the offense? Do you hear the people talking about throwing the red flag? And, you know, I saw ex-players even chiming in on Twitter saying, if that's me on the sidelines, I'm going to someone and saying, you've got to throw the flag there. I mean, how much of that noise are you guys dealing with?
Me as a professional, it doesn't bother me. I don't really pay attention to it. And I'm sure I can speak for the guys in the locker room too. Like, nobody really cares.
But you see a play that's close. Are you thinking, throw the red flag there, check it out?
Right.
Because, I mean, in that one game, it looked like not only
which
was
play,
O'Brien.
Which play are you talking about?
The two consecutively, and they challenged the second one for the first down and didn't get it. And Lamar Miller was the one on third down.
You lost the first one, so you don't want to, you know, you don't want to risk it. Even if you think you got
but
it.
But you have a system, I take it, where there's someone up in the booth and they're talking to the coaches. And
yeah, we're scarred, though, after Oakland, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just like, can't win for losing. Like,
and it was the Oakland game where, you know, in the first half, they didn't challenge, and Braxton got a first down.
And this is the thing, like, you know, as a player, you know, we make mistakes too. I got beat on a touchdown, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure OB makes mistakes too. Like, he should, you know. So we all in it together. You
but
know
I was just curious because the Miller run on the sideline and all that was on your sideline right in front of you.
Yeah.
That I was just curious how players might. We saw Leckler earlier in the year go to OB and say, throw it. You got to throw it. And he did, and you guys won.
Yeah.
I just wonder how much you guys are involved to the point where you'd say, throw the flag there.
Yeah, we're very involved.
Okay.
But, you know, is he going to take our influence or not? It just depends.
You know,
sometimes he does, sometimes he doesn't. So
we're
very involved. Like, he doesn't mind that kind of stuff anyway.
But we appreciate
we're just competitors, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Compete Everybody's every day. That's all you can ask for. Well, good luck against the Jags. We appreciate you allowing us to be a part of your show and be on the inside because it certainly is fun when we get a chance to do these kind of things. Quinton Demps has been our guest here on the Quinton Demps Show. He joins us weekly on ESPN 97.5, so make sure you tune in, check it out, follow us on Twitter, and you'll know exactly when the next Hugh Demps show is when he runs the DJ turntables and brings you all of the inside information you can't get anywhere else.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, man.
It's always fun with you guys.
Well, before we let you go to a break, we want to tell you guys about the Houston Cans Cars for Kids program. Want to let you know that during the holiday season, again, it's a time of giving. You may be looking around your house, your garage, your driveway, your storage unit. You might have a vehicle running or not. It could be a trailer, a boat, an RV, a motorcycle, a car. And you want to get rid of it. You don't know when you're going to have time to do it. Well, I'll tell you what. Pick up the phone, call 713-225-4226, or get online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. You make the call, they'll take care of it all. All you got to do is let them know. They'll come to you, tow away the vehicle, fill out all the paperwork, and you get a great tax deductible donation. That means on a tax deduction, it's probably going to be about the same neighborhood of what you were going to get if you sold whatever you had. So basically, it takes all the worry out, all the hassle, and on the flip side, they then take it and translate it into making a difference and providing kids in Houston with a second chance to get an education and make something of their lives. That means book money, warm meals, bus passes, maybe a pair of glasses. It doesn't matter. Houston Cars for Kids takes care of it, and it's all because of your donations. They can't do it without you, so please pick up the phone, 713-225-4226, HoustonCarsForKids.com. Be a giver in this holiday season. Make a difference, and always write off the car.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, tools, home essentials, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through July 18th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.